Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Here on KSJE, it's time to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab, and there he is right there in the lab this morning, Dr. Mike Hadabaugh joining me. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are things in the lab this morning?
They are cruising right along.
Excellent. That's good to hear. And so this week we are talking about how you say some of our beliefs are extremely exaggerated.
Yeah, I'd say most of our beliefs are seriously extremely.
You did. Yeah.
I got to read my own notes.
That's okay.
Helpful.
So, but, okay.
But yeah, we believe a lot of things that we just exaggerate.
Okay. Can you give us an example? I'm trying to think of.
Sweet tea is better than regular tea.
Well, obviously that's true. What's wrong with you?
So I have a family member that will not order any other tea. If they don't have sweet tea, He's not ordering tea.
Okay.
Because sweet tea is so much better than regular tea. Even if he could just add the sugar, right? I mean, it's just not the same. It's not already sweet.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. So but that's personal preference, right? So that's understandable that would be exaggerated.
Well, but that's a belief that he's decided on, right? And the truth is that the taste is, you know, Coke or Pepsi. I know people that, man, if there is no one or the other, they will not drink the other one, right? And yet, in blind taste tests, often those same people can't figure out which one is which.
Please send your cards and letters to Dr. Mike Hadabaugh at the end.
Yeah, we're going to start World War III, which I guess Coke's already an issue right now in our culture. So not referring to those episodes.
No,
but that's my point, is that you know, a lot of our beliefs are – it is just one of the things I do for fun. I'm kind of weird. Is I follow left and right leaning political and news sites. I go to them, and it's just fascinating to me to look at the headlines of one side and look at the headlines of the other, and it's like we're living in two different countries.
Well, that's true. I would agree with you there, and I think those are extremely exaggerated on both far ends of the political spectrum for sure.
And yet they're only feeding that to us is because that's what we want.
Right.
And so I would say it's just a core principle of who we are. I'm pretty sure that this one is universal. It's not just unique to, you know, our culture. I think that most of us, that's just natural for us to have extreme beliefs, and they're exaggerated. And that significantly the people that, you know, believe different than us aren't as different as we often want to paint them into a corner as. That's really a lot of what I'm saying is that I just want people to wake up and realize, you know what, your beliefs, your strongly held beliefs are extremely exaggerated. And what I mean by that is that if they apply to what you believe, then you will believe them to a fault. And if they don't apply to you, then you don't believe them. And that's been proven over and over and over again in psychological experiments, that once we have this core set of beliefs, there is nothing, even the opposite information, actually, we talked about that on the show, is that the opposite information actually solidifies our beliefs.
True. And I think we've seen that too, especially in our culture, but maybe elsewhere too, right? If folks feel, especially politics, I have to go there. You feel a certain way about a candidate, you're not going to be told otherwise or even convinced otherwise, right? Because of that strong, maybe potentially exaggerated belief, right?
Yeah, and so one of the conversations I love having with people, and I don't mind having this conversation here, is that most people I know are better than the political people that they support so much.
Well, that's true.
And that's just, again, but that's based on this exaggerated belief that, you know, I'm just baffled that people that lose friendships, lifetime friendships.
Yes.
Over somebody that you go, okay, you've never had a personal conversation with this person, this political candidate. You're going strictly off of an interview you watched or a belief you have, or they agree with some belief that you have, and therefore you will defend that person that you don't even know to the point of losing a relationship with somebody that you've known, some cases, your whole life. And that's fascinating to me. And I just want to point that out. And that, right. Again, I can't fix that about people, but I, you know, if it would start to, you know, recognize in us that, wow, I guess I have some pretty extreme beliefs.
Yes.
We all think we're normal.
Right.
And we're not.
Oh. But I guess not being normal could be normal.
Right. I mean, so like, for instance, Scott, you actually believe the Buffalo Bills are going to win a Super Bowl someday, right?
One of these days, God willing, Dr. Natapaw. Yes.
That might be an extreme belief.
Right. Well, that in some seasons, it is an extreme belief. You're right about that. That's for sure. But I think I can see that, too. I see how maybe in some seasons when they're playing so horribly, it is an extreme belief, and I can see that. I think what concerns you and I maybe are that some folks who hold these extreme beliefs don't see that in themselves.
Well, so sadly, pick any of these horrible, horrible events, these horrible, violent events that have happened around our country. I'm not going to focus on one because I think that's one of the solutions to this is quit labeling, you know, quit calling out their names when people do these horrible things. But pick one of them, and guess what? Every single one of them was engaged by somebody who had an extreme belief that they believed that somehow they needed to act on something in this incredible violent way. And what I say with my background and what I've seen in people is that most of us don't believe that we're that close to the edge. And I would argue that you pick the right issue, and almost all of us have an edge that we're always not so far away from.
Good to know and good to think about, I think. And that's good advice, Dr. Natapaw. So if we're aware of this, can we try to be less extreme? Is that kind of the way forward?
Well, so to me, the way forward is to just say, gosh, I guess I probably am extreme in some areas.
Okay.
And if I'm extreme, then how do I manage that? And is that a fallacy that I follow? And is it going to lead to my destruction? That's what I'm concerned most about, is that I see people that this belief takes them down. It takes them out of their relationships. It takes them out of their job. And sometimes it even takes them out of society. And that, to me, is what we have to examine and go, okay, how are we all falling into this trap of extreme beliefs? Because I see them every day. And, you know, there's a Reddit post called Insane People on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I read them and I go, wait a minute, are you the one that's insane, or are you posting something that's insane? Because it's often something that I find normalized, and they look at it and go, this is insane. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm insane about this belief, and they're not.
Right.
Just a great example of it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, something to be aware of, that's for sure. And we all do it, you say, and it's part of being, I guess, a member of society, but we need to be aware of it. So thank you, Dr. Natapaw.
You bet.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week. That's Dr. Mike Natapaw. He joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.